am going to call the meeting to order for the executive committee for Monday, June 24, 2024. It's 4:30 p.m. Start time. And the motion roll call.
We'll hold off on roll call.
We're waiting for a quorum of the one person around the corner. But what we're going to do, we're going to jump ahead. There's no objections on the agenda. We have Jesse here from the League of Cities, and he's going to deal with us.
Well, maybe a longer report.
Executive Committee, thank you for having me. It's great to see all you again. I always enjoy driving out here, and it's beautiful. So thank you for having me. I do want to give you all a couple updates. Two housing bills, one of them we're going to put out an action alert this week on, and I'll kind of walk through that. And then some public safety stuff. But before we get into that, I want to remind you both, or all of you, that July 8th will be our next division meeting. It will be here at Tuckwit at the golf club. And we will be getting a legislative update from our DA's office as well as our sheriff's office. This will be a joint meeting with the San Bernardino division, so they're also going to bring their sheriff's department to give us an update as well, so we're kind of using it as a regional update. Encourage you to please come out. There's a lot of conversations happening currently at the state level with public safety, and I'll use that as a segue to kind of jump into what's going on. We have a package of bills, particularly regarding retail theft, that we are supportive of. June 17th in committee, they made an amendment, which is an inoperability clause as well as an urgency clause. Both of these clauses are what our DA's associations are calling poison pills to the bill, to all of the bills. And so our public safety committee met Friday and made the motion to stay neutral on all of those bills while also sending letters of opposition to the inoperability clause. This is consistent with what our district attorney and our law enforcement folks are saying at our policy committee levels, and so we went ahead and did that. And so you'll be hearing a lot of that coming out in the next week. We will be putting out an update once those negotiations are finalized, but right now there's a lot of conversations of this thing can go several different ways, whether it be amended through the bills or actually they're going to try to run their own ballot measure, and so it'll be interesting to see how that works. Jumping into some housing laws, we have a couple housing element bills that we've been tracking. AB 3093, which is land use and housing element bill. This measure would require local governments to account for the housing needs of people experiencing homelessness in their housing elements by adding two new income categories: acutely low income and extremely low income. We are currently opposed to this unless amended, and this stems from a recently released report from HCD. But we believe this bill has vague requirements and duplicates cities' existing planning efforts and could lead more cities being uncompliant in the seventh cycle. And so we've been really working with a lot of our cities here in Riverside County are compliant, but for those that are not, we've been kind of monitoring that. The other bill that we have been putting out an action alert on is AB 1886. This is an Alvarez bill. For cities who have not secured their housing element, what this does is it automatically kicks in the builder's remedy. And so folks can come in and basically build in areas that are not zoned for multifamily or housing. And so we've been monitoring that, and we've been reaching out to our cities to write letters of opposition to that. Most of our cities, again, here in Riverside County are compliant, but for those that are not, it's kind of a big deal for those guys. So wanted to give you those two updates. And then the last bill that we've been working on is AB 2023, which is a Kirk Silva housing element and substantial compliance. All of these bills regarding the housing element are obviously a statewide issue. Like I've mentioned, our Riverside County cities have done a pretty good job, but we've been monitoring these bills. We'll keep you updated on them. And then we will be putting out an action alert this week for AB 3093. So I encourage you to please connect with your staff and write in letters of opposition to that, because we're definitely going to use them. The other update for you guys is our General Assembly in October. We had 400 registrants in 3 minutes. We completely sold out our room block. If you're having issues registering or if you're having issues finding a room, please reach out. There was a bit of chaos in the first hour that we released the link, and we did sell out pretty quick. So if you have any issues on that, please let me know, and I'd be happy to help coordinate that with the folks in Sacramento. And I'd be happy to answer any questions if you guys have any. If not, that's kind of my update. Awesome. Well, we will be keeping you updated on the public safety stuff, so keep that in mind. And then July 8th, we'll know a lot more by then, and hopefully I'll see you guys there. Thank you.
All right, we'll go back to the beginning of our agenda. Do you have a quorum? And you roll call.
Thank you, Chair. City of Coachella?
Here.
City of Palm Springs?
Here.
City of Indio? 29 Palm Springs Mission Indians? Torres Martinez?
Here.
Cabezon Bandicoot Indians? Caliente Bandicoot? City of Indian Wells?
Here.
City of Cathedral City?
Present.
City of Palm Desert?
Here.
City of La Quinta?
Present.
City of Blythe?
Here.
County of Riverside? City of Rancho Mirage?
Here.
City of Desert Hot Springs?
Present.
City of India?
Present.
Chair, you
Since William just sat down, we're going to have him stand and give us the book.
Join me at homage to our flag. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And do we have any public comments on agenda items?
No, Chair, we received no public comments.
Is there a very good announcement? I do not
have. The only one is just logistics to get to the other room. You walk outside, so head back that way, make a right turn, and go to the other end of the building. Mostly because the mayor of Cathedral City enjoys the hot temperatures. And there'll be a little reception at that end of the building, and then in between will be the general center.
We'll move to the consent calendar. Seeing no one to the consent calendar to discuss. We'll entertain a motion.
I think it moves approval.
Second. Thank you, Mr. Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item passes unanimously. No item rolled over. We'll move to item 8. Our first item is A, CBAG officer rotation for fiscal year 24-25. There is no need for a staff report. We have a policy to rotate for city, the next city to rotate in for the city of Mirage, and the vice chairmanship will be for county. Anyone have any comments or questions?
And the vice chair to be. Apparently, did send me a text, just had the wrong location, so he is on the way.
Okay.
But I know he is interested in the position.
Great. No objection, we can take a motion. Motion to the Palm Desert, seconded by Cathedral City. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Item B is a CBAG fiscal year 24-25. We've already received a report from the bottom last meeting. If you're going to ask questions, if you have any additional questions, if not, we will entertain a motion.
Second.
There is a motion and a second. The motion is functional. And second, I'll keep that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? So passes unanimously. Item C is a contract amendment with Enter Adversary or TV one.
Good afternoon, Chair, members of the committee. The item before you is an amendment to Answer Advisory. Answer Advisory is our construction management firm that's working on CV Link. They started originally when the project went out to bid and construction in 2020. At that time, their contract was estimated to be about a 3-year period with a number of delays, which I'll go over in a minute. Their contract has extended to going on 5 years. So in addition to the additional time, there were some additional items that led to the delay that I'd like to review with you. But first, the good news is we're in our last year of CV Link construction. So over this calendar year, we will be finishing up all the segments that were in the original CTC segmenting plan. So we're working all over the valley. We have three different construction contracts going on, and so we're going to be really busy getting it substantially complete by the end of the calendar year, and then some closeout that'll happen over the next 6 months after that. But during the process of the work, there was a number of unexpected things that occurred, some unmarked utilities that we had to deal with. One in particular was on Jefferson Street, where we found a water line, and it was a CBWD water line, and construction had to stop on that undercrossing at Jefferson until we redesigned the whole water line connection, and that delayed our project probably about 9 months. And we had another few unmarked utilities that we had to deal with. Also, the redesigning and permitting, which is what I mentioned, as because we had a problem at Jefferson Street, we had to move other undercrossings up ahead of schedule, so we had to adjust the permitting to get that in place. We also had to deal with some environmental mitigation. We have some burrowing owls that we have to work around, some bats that are living underneath the bridges, and we've had to work through that process. And we also have had conflicting projects. So in the East Valley, CBWD had an ongoing project to reline the channel south of Avenue 54 to 56, and their contractor was delayed. And so we just couldn't get in there and work until they finished up. So they just finished up in March, and so we're able to now get in there and work on that area on the east end. We've had other projects, challenges in Palm Desert. There's some recharge basins that CBWD is putting in just east of Cook Street, and we've had to completely redesign our project around those projects so that it doesn't get ripped out when they put in theirs over the next year. So on a whole, because of the extension, because of these additional delays and work items, we're recommending a contract amendment in the amount of not to exceed $6 million. This is a time and materials estimate, so certainly if they don't use that much, we won't pay it. But that's our recommendation to the committee. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Next item is additional funding for the access to the Canyon Drive. John, can you do that also?
Yes, hello again. Emmanuel's busy in the other room getting things ready, so I'm going to take this item. This is good news. We're celebrating the award of about $7.6 million of additional funding for the Indian Canyon project, the access project. This is a change. This funding became available because of a change in the way that the state programs federal funding. So in the past, when federal funding came to the state, then it was distributed on a formula share basis through the NPO and then out to Riverside County, typically based on either sales tax or population. CVAG would get around 20% of that formula share. But about a year and a half, 2 years ago, the Fed said, you're doing it wrong. We can't have this. It needs to go through a more competitive process. There was a negotiation that took place, and it worked out that SCAG would be the agency that would review this federal funds. And these federal funds are things like STBG, which is Surface Transportation Block Grant Money, which is capacity-enhancing federal funds that are available. Also, congestion mitigation and air quality funding. This is related directly to our Salton Sea Air Basin. So we typically would receive all that money, and CVAG would program it. But now with this new process, we have to competitively submit applications and projects to SCAG and compete for this money that prior to this, we would just get our formula share. And then they added a new program. This is the Surface Transportation Program. They added this new program called the Carbon Reduction Program, which is very similar to CMAQ, more like mobility, rail, active transportation funding. So of these three programs, they put out a call for projects at SCAG, and CVAG reviewed the call for projects, and there was some challenges at first when the call for projects was first released. The criteria wasn't fair as it relates to Coachella Valley and Western Riverside County. Our Cathedral City Council member, Gregory, actually flagged this for us at an RCTC meeting, and the initial criteria showed a 10-point advantage to Western Riverside County, which Coachella Valley didn't have that. So we're going into this whole competitive process 10 points behind just from the start. So our executive director and our staff worked with RCTC, and we negotiated with them, and we were able to allow CVAG to, or Coachella Valley, to submit a project that could compete at the same level and get those same 10 points, that highly recommended points. So we went through the process and we submitted. Here's some images that represent some of the funding. So it's not a chicken, it's kind of a soup picture. The STBG funding is very flexible. We can do a lot with it. Capacity enhancement projects, which is very hard to get funding for that. The CRP money, the is more related to the mobility improvements, and then congestion, you know, the congestion relief funding. So with these three pots of money were all part of this call for projects. They received approximately 95 applications, $472 million worth of projects that were submitted, and the 61 projects were awarded, about $279 million. If we had looked at this from the previous formula share of that $279 million, Riverside County would have got about $35 million based on that formula, and we would be looking as Coachella Valley as about $7 million is what we would anticipate that we would have to spend. But through this competitive process, our project, Indian Canyon, received the $7.61 million. And then we also had another project, Sunline, received another $2.68 million. So we ended up with over $10 million, so more than our formula share. So we competed very well. And in addition to those, we also had a project that was on the that is on the contingency list, and it competed very well, which was Indio Monroe Street Interchange. That still ranked highly recommended. There just wasn't enough funding to get to them, but it, I think, gives us some, looking forward, we're into other competitive processes that we could compete for money for that project. So the recommendation is just authorize the executive director to take any necessary steps to accept this funding as we move forward.
Justice, thank you. And y'all
Andy, thanks for staggering the council members as well as the RCTC members that advocated for the fair system.
It's a great catch. Well, I did not get informational. Back to item 10, we got on CVAG and budget slated. I could just see
that. We don't have anything
yet. And then public comments on non-agenda items. Is there any public comments?
Okay.
I don't see that. Anyone? And I just can't make any comments. I know Michael will be here. All right, now the next executive committee will be on Monday, September 30th at 4:30 p.m. at the CVAG conference. In the next general assembly will be next year, our water district decided to go away from plastic bottles and not anything cancer. So it is very good.
Right now it's 2-1, Bears are up
in the first period. So we're going to adjourn. I know it says it starts at 5:15, but I'm sure it'll open the doors right before us next morning. So please just make our way over there, and there's cocktails. Thank you.